Welcome to The Weekly Option, the podcast for people interested in trading stock options. Each week, we cover trade ideas and opportunities in the stock market right now. Whether you're a beginner, a professional, or just curious about options, this is the show for you. Let's get started. Welcome to The Weekly Option. This is episode 162 on April the 16th, 2021. I'm your host, Eric, and in this week's show, we will cover the trades from last week on Cara Therapeutics, Freeport-McMoRan, and the S&P 500 ETF, and we discuss three new trades on Ardelyx Inc., iShares Large Cap China Index ETF, and MGM Resorts. Now, it's always great to hear from listeners. If you have any questions about the trades presented here on the show or even about your own positions, feel free to email me. You can email questions to eric@theweeklyoption.com. That's E-R-I-C @theweeklyoption.com. I've also created a few videos to teach you all the basics of option trading that you'll need to know to be able to follow along with me on this show. I even created a video on technical analysis that's on there as well. So you can visit our website and click on the videos tab to find both of those videos or visit the YouTube channel for The Weekly Option. Now, the stock market this week, wow, I mean, no surprises, of course, has closed at yet another new high. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed the week at 34,200 points, up 400 points on the week. The S&P 500 index gained 56 points, finishing the week at 4,185 points. And now it's time for the topic of the week. And the topic of the week this week is handling in-the-money options at expiration. Since today is expiration for the April monthly options, I figured it would be a good time to discuss some of the mechanics of expiration. So let's say you have an option expiring in the money. On paper, your option is valued. It's worth the intrinsic value, meaning the difference between the market price of the underlying and the strike of the option. Now, unless you're trading an option that expires into cash, you will not be receiving the cash value of that intrinsic value at expiration. If you own an in-the-money call option, you will be receiving shares of stock. If you own an in-the-money put option, you will be selling stock at the strike price, at the strike of that put option. So your brokerage should use cash available in your account for this transaction. That means that you need to have the cash to fund the stock transaction already in your account. Now remember that 100 multiplier for options. So if it's an option with a $10 strike, you will see $1,000 leave your account in some form. So at this point, your risk has changed. You no longer have a position that has limited risk like owning an option. You now are carrying shares of stock that can move higher or lower depending on the market. Now, I recently lost my profit on a trade and a little more due to this kind of exposure. I owned an in-the-money call option with 20 cents of intrinsic value. I bought the stock at the strike price, right, when at expiration, which allowed me to maintain the intrinsic value from the option because the actual stock price was a little bit higher than that. Now, I kept the stock through the weekend because the market was closed, and on Monday morning, the stock fell 50 cents on the open. So when I sold the stock, not only did I lose the 20 cents of intrinsic value that I had, but I also lost an additional 30 cents per share on 100 shares, so I lost 30 bucks. Now, I wasn't super mad, but I was pretty annoyed. Why? Because I knew better. I should have done one of two things on Friday if I didn't actually want to own that stock. See, I could have sold the option on Friday around midday. I wouldn't have locked in the 20 cents of intrinsic value, but I might have been able to lock in 17 or 18 cents without needing to deal with that stock at all. I also could have sold the stock short. I could have shorted the stock knowing that those long shares from the call option would offset the position and lock in my actual profit. So holding the stock over the weekend was clearly the wrong thing to do. Sure, it could have gone the other way and it could have ended up finishing higher and made me even more money on the trade. That's how risk works. It could pay you or it could cost you. Either way, make sure you only assume the risk that you want. I didn't really want the exposure from the stock, so I should have either closed the option position or closed the stock position in advance. So it was a nice reminder for me. And let this also be a reminder for you. I've told several people a little phrase that I kind of live by, and it's one we used to say back in the day when I was on the trading floor, and that's everybody learns and lessons aren't free. So I had to pay for that lesson again. So hopefully you don't have to pay for it. You're able to learn from what I paid for it. Several of you, though, are going to end up paying for it, too. And it's okay because everybody learns and lessons aren't free. All right, let's get into the trade review from last week's trades. Of course, with this market higher, it's always interesting to see how that plays out for the individual companies. So we'll start off with the covered call. Cara Therapeutics, symbol C as in Charlie, A as in Alpha, R as in Romeo, A as in Alpha. At the time, the stock was trading for $29.19 per share. I looked at buying stock and selling that May 30 call at $3.20, which could give me a 13.74% return in 6 weeks. Well, Cara Therapeutics stock pulled back 68 cents, closing the week at $28.51 per share. The call option we sold is still priced relatively high, and if we were to buy it back at the midpoint of the spread, we would gain a whole nickel. Now, if you leave the trade on completely, you'll simply walk away for a loss of 68 cents on the week. Now, because today is options expiration for April, we can expect that more strikes will be quoted on Monday. So this might actually give us a reason to roll the strike lower. However, there's no actual need for any adjustment at this point. We are still far from the break-even point, mostly because of how much we collected for selling that call option. So I would hold tight and see if the stock can maintain its strength or if it's going to pull back even more. And if so, then you'll have to make a decision on how to adjust your risk. Our second trade from last week is a credit spread. It was a credit spread on Freeport MacMoran, symbol F as in Foxtrot, C as in Charlie, X as in X-ray. At the time, the stock was trading for $34.04 per share. I looked at selling the May 33-32 put spread at 38 cents, which should give us a maximum possible loss of 62 cents per spread. Well, Freeport MacMoran stock rose $4.10 this week, ending the week at $38.14 per share. The out-of-the-money put spread we sold is even more out-of-the-money now, which means the spread is working. If we were to buy the spread back right now, we could close the trade for 50% of our maximum gain, which is 19 cents. Now, of course, if you expect the stock to remain higher than $33 per share over the next 5 weeks, then it's worth holding on to the spread and waiting for it to expire at zero. I also wouldn't sell a call spread against it, turning it into an iron condor. I wouldn't do that unless the stock does start to move against us and go lower. So right now, it's a winning trade and it's worth keeping. I wouldn't make any adjustments, but even if you decided to exit the trade, you're going to keep 50% of the expected profit. So still not a bad trade. And our final trade on last week was a debit spread. We looked at the Spiders S&P 500 ETF, symbol S as in Sierra, P as in Papa, Y as in Yankee. At the time, the stock was trading for $411.49 per share, and I looked at buying the May 410-411 call spread for 68 cents, which could give us a maximum possible gain of 32 cents per spread or a 47% return in 6 weeks. Well, the S&P 500 ETF rose $5.77 this week, closing the week at $417.26 per share. The in-the-money call spread we bought is now even more in the money, and the spread is currently pricing at 70 cents, which is a gain of a nickel if you were to sell it on Friday's closing price. However, you know not to sell this spread yet. In fact, if you sold this spread at 70 cents, I would personally feel as though I failed you. Since you own the 410 strike and are short the 411 strike, the spread already has $1 of intrinsic value. The time value is actually a negative at this point, and that's why the spread is trading only a nickel higher. And the reason it's a negative is because there's a possibility that the ETF could still finish out of the money in 5 weeks. Now, if stock were to fall, to start to fall, you could always sell the spread early while it's still fully in the money. And right now, your maximum gain on the spread is 32 cents. You can also get creative and buy a downside put that would guarantee a profit. For instance, you could buy the May 14th expiration 412 put spread for 18 cents. That would actually guarantee you a 14 cent gain on the trade between now and May 14th. However, this would change the trade quite a bit. So you'd have to look at your profit and loss at different prices and consider the path dependency. We talked about that a few weeks ago. The path dependency of profits given two different expirations. For now, I wouldn't make any adjustments on this trade because it's a winner. And my goal is to hold onto the profit of these winning trades. You will never go broke trading, or you won't go broke locking in a profit, but you won't get rich either because you'll constantly be taking less money than you actually would have made if you just held onto the risk through expiration. So manage your trades accordingly. Those are just a couple of things that I've learned over time. So as I stated earlier, just a reminder, today, April the 16th, was the options expiration day for all of the monthly April options. And so all of the new trades this week, and even last week, but definitely this week, are for the May 21st expiration for monthly options in May. And let's get into some new trades, all right? So we'll start off as usual with our covered call. Looking at Ardelyx Inc., symbol ARDX. A is in Alpha, R is in Romeo, D is in Delta, X is in X-ray. The stock ended the week trading for $8.69 per share. I'm looking at buying stock and selling that May 10 call at $1.10, hoping for a maximum return of 27.73% in 5 weeks. Now, you enter this trade by buying Ardelyx stock for $8.69 per share and selling the May 10 call at $1.10. This trade makes the most money if stock prices finish above $10 per share. The break-even price on this trade is $7.59 per share. And in real terms, the stock purchase would require $869 and you would collect $110 for selling the option. Our next trade on the week is a credit spread. I'm looking at the iShares Large Cap China Index ETF, symbol FXI. F is in Foxtrot, X is in X-ray, I is in India. The stock ended the week trading for $46.91, and I'm looking at selling the May 47-48 call spread at 34 cents, which could give us a maximum possible loss of 66 cents per spread. Now, you enter this trade by selling the May 47 call at $1.03 and concurrently buying the May 48 call for 69 cents. This is a credit spread because we are selling the spread, and this trade makes the most money if stock prices remain below $47 per share. The break-even price on this trade is $47.34. And in real terms, you will collect $34 per spread that you sell and have $66 at risk. And our final new trade of the week is a debit spread. I'm looking at one of the casinos, MGM Resorts, symbol M as in Mike, G as in Golf, M as in Mike. The stock ended the week at $40.26 per share, and I'm looking at buying that May 39.40 call spread, paying 58 cents for the spread, which could give us a maximum gain of 42 cents, or that's a 72.4% return in 5 weeks. You enter this trade by buying the May 39 call for $2.95 and concurrently selling the May 40 call at $2.37. This is a debit spread because we are buying the spread, and this trade makes the most money if stock prices remain above $40 per share. The break-even price on this trade is $39.58. In real terms, you'll pay $58 to enter this spread and your maximum gain is $42 per spread. So that's it for this week's show. Thank you guys so much for listening to the show. And as I've been doing for the last couple of weeks, I will be making a video to walk through the three new trades. I'm putting those videos on the YouTube channel. So definitely hop on and take a look. And if you would, go ahead and subscribe to the channel. I appreciate you guys listening to the podcast. And for those of you that want a little bit more of a walkthrough on the weekly trades, definitely check out the videos on YouTube. And that's it. Hope you guys have a great weekend. And as usual, happy trading. Thank you for listening to the Weekly Option Podcast. Please subscribe to our show and visit us at www.theweeklyoption.com. Disclaimer, there is a very high degree of risk involved in trading. The indicators and strategies described in this podcast are for educational purposes only and should not be construed as investment advice. For our full disclaimer, visit our website at www.theweeklyoption.com.